From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is threatening to impose additional tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. In a statement released late Monday, Trump said he had asked the U.S. Trade Representative to identify the Chinese products to be subject to 10% tariffs. Trump said it was in retaliation for China's decision to impose tariffs on $50 billion in U.S. goods, matching the first set of tariffs imposed by Trump. The president on Monday showed no signs of changing the policy of separating children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally. He said on Monday to reporters at the White House, "A country without borders is not a country at all. We want safety and security for our country, and it starts with the border." His comments have angered Republicans and Democrats alike. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is again falsely blaming Democrats in the growing crisis and tweeting kids are being used by criminals as a way of entering the U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says border agents cannot simply assume families trying to illegally cross the border are, in fact, families. And they're simply enforcing immigration laws that result in kids being separated while the adults are detained.
We have to do our job. We will not apologize for doing for our job.
She denies the administration's being cruel, but lawmakers from both parties call it inhumane and immoral. The president will meet with Republicans tomorrow to talk about immigration legislation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has blocked a Trump administration plan to revive the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE. The Senate passed legislation Monday evening as part of a larger defense bill. That bill blocks ZTE from buying component parts from the United States. The bill also backs President Trump's plans for a strengthened military, but sets up a showdown between Congress and the White House over ZTE. The Chinese company is accused of selling sensitive technologies to Iran and North Korea, despite a U.S. trade embargo. U.S. and South Korean military officials have agreed to call off joint military exercises scheduled for August. The Pentagon confirmed the decision on Monday. It said military exercises in the Pacific with other nations, however, will continue. The family of an Ecuadorian immigrant arrested while delivering pizza to a military base in New York is asking for his release. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Pablo Villavicencio's family argues that his detention is causing undue hardship to his wife and two small daughters, all three of whom are American citizens. His wife, Sandra Chica, pleaded for his freedom as their daughters, aged 2 and 3, clamored at her feet.
We're going to continue fighting for Pablo until he is again at home with us.
Villavicencio was delivering pizza to the Army base at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn when a background check turned up a 2010 order that he return to Ecuador. A federal judge has temporarily blocked his deportation, but ruled he has to stay in detention until his case is heard. Warren Levinson, New York.
One of the Premier League's top scorers has led England to victory in World Cup play. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Harry Kane's 91st-minute winner capped his two-goal day in England's 2-1 win over Tunisia in Group G play during Monday's World Cup action in Russia. Kane became the first English player since Gary Lineker in 1990 to score multiple goals in a World Cup match. Virjani Sassi had the lone goal for Tunisia. In other Group G action, Romelu Lukaku scored two of Belgium's 3 second-half goals in a 3-0 win over Panama. In Group F, Sweden defeated South Korea 1-0 on Andreas Granqvist's 65th-minute penalty. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A new report finds civilians in the United States own more guns than those in any other country. Americans hold nearly 40% of the estimated 857 million guns in private hands. The report was released by the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey. It says Americans own 393 million firearms, more than the combined total owned in the survey's other top 25 countries. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.